Blog Talk Radio.
Radio time, and I am here. This is your boy E Max the Image, and I'm going to come to you tonight on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, get all your little shit together because you're good. All right. Top of the hour. You know what I'm saying? We just get it started. I know, but I really don't want to hold it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here with my dog. Got cheese in the house. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live from Var City Music Studios. That's VAR-CITY. Okay? So we need y'all to understand there's some movement going on out here. It's saying music. production, and media. All right. It is no longer. I got it. Wait a minute. Let me turn this other speaker down because. Yeah, too much feedback. All right, there we go. So, like I was saying, man, we want y'all to understand that in the city of Cleveland, things is going down that people ain't too happy about. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm a nobody. I don't believe that I'm anybody too important. You know what I'm saying? I'm important to me. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being like a political figure or a community activist or something like that, no, I'm just, I love my people. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I can be a bit racist in my thoughts and in my views, but it's only based on the experiences that I've had in my over my lifetime. You know, being grown, we go through things, we go through changes, and we have people that tell us what we need to do and what we need to think and, you know, how we need to believe and this and that and the other. And I truly believe we get enough of that shit at work. You damn near come home to your personal life and you got to do the same thing. You turn on the fucking TV and you got the news media telling you what they want you to know about. You go on the internet and they telling you what the fuck they want you to know about. You go to church and they telling you what the fuck they want you to know about. Most of the shit they telling you ain't even true. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it's been crafted and the delivery is so sweet. You know what I'm saying? That is perpetuated. You know what I'm saying? Root word perpetual, meaning forever, infinite, no end. You understand now? So I want y'all to sit back. If you got your internet on, you listening via your computers, that's fine. I would like to say one thing. I'm not angry. I was. I'm more disgusted at the ignorance that's going around. And the ignorance of and the gall of some people to actually say shit and believe in shit because somebody said it. Now, today I had this big old discussion. You know, usually I'll name drop, but tonight I'm name dropping. Excuse me. Now, I told the motherfucker to call. We spent a few hours today going back and forth about what I feel is a fallacy, a delusion that has been passed down for at least 2,000 years. All right? An illusion. Okay? First of all, Christianity was Christianity before Jesus was known, all right? They was doing the deciding what was going to be a religion in 325 BCE, all right? BCE, before the Common Era. Okay? Not before Christ. Before the Common Era. Alright? Now, the thing that gets me the most is I have an associate. You know, in the beginning we worked together on music, we became friends, we worked in the same place of employment. Both of us are interested in music. I'm a music producer, you know what I'm saying? He's an artist. I'm an artist as well. But I recognize his gift, he recognized mine, yada, yada, yada. Well, something happened in this young man's life where now he's a preacher. Well, something happened in my life where now I'm not. I never was. I never wanted to be. Okay? But I had this feeling in me that I was doing something wrong because I felt and I believed I was not put here to preach. And I know why now. Because the knowledge and the information that I have received in the past few years has opened my mind to another realm of thinking, especially outside the box, or as Pastor Ray Higgins like to say, the circumference of my awareness. You know what I mean? That basically means that that little box of our knowledge that we used to be in, the spectrum of shit that we know, that one little small portion, he makes a circle with his hands. He calls that the circumference of my awareness. Well, for years and years of my life, the circumference of my awareness was contained in that circle that you can make. Your two hands. All right, just like that. No, the circle. Not the pyramid. He took his fingers and made a circle. Okay, just like that. So it's all a circle. Boom. That it represents the circumference of my awareness. That circle, everything inside that circle represents the circumference of my knowledge and my awareness and what I think I know. All right? It's been like that for years. And so, always having that question in the back of my mind, always saying, excuse me, and always praying for not a spiritual leader, for not a preacher, but someone to teach me what I do not already know. You know what I'm saying? Teach me something that I don't know, and I'll listen to you. But if you preach to me over and over and over and over and over and over to no ill effect, okay, something that I already know, and I already know it because you preached it to me over and over and over again, you haven't taught me shit. You preached to me. You put on a show for me in hopes to do what? Not necessarily to convert you, but to make you believe that what I'm telling you is the truth. See, you know, the preacher's supposed to get up there and make you feel like his life is perfect. Ain't nothing wrong in his life. But here it goes. We live in 2013, and down to every last one of them motherfuckers who did something wrong. So people get mad because people are people. Ain't y'all ever heard that song by the Human League? I'm only human, flesh and blood. I'm made, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Then at the end of the song, you know, he tells his girlfriend what shit. I never want to hurt you. I just wanted someone to hold me, to fill that void while you was gone, to fill that place of emptiness. And at the end of the song, she says, I forgive you, but I need you to forgive me too. She was like, because while you was gone, I was human too. You know what I'm saying? So we're human. There's something wrong with you dudes if you look at a pretty woman with lust in your eyes and your dick don't get hard. There's something wrong with you women if you look at what you consider a handsome man or you lust at him and your titties don't tingle. Something is wrong with you people for believing that a human being can be anything more than a motherfucking human being. See, we are like cars. See, we get all dressed up, we get all real pretty and put on high society, and we go out in public, and motherfuckers think that we're for real. But you go home with some of these high society ass women. Go home.
fast thing. Go home with them. See if you ain't either got an impacted mom or are the junk that's in the motherfucking way.
How do I know this? Because the junk all in my motherfucking house. But the only thing I can say about myself is that when I go out in public, I either look like I'm going to work or I look like I'm going to a party. Is it one of the, I ain't out to impress nobody, but when I go out to party, I mean, I'm working. I'm DJing or something. I'm going out with my friends, which I rarely do. I enjoy it, but I rarely do it because I believe I got a job to do. So I have to get out more, and I admit that. But I ain't worrying about it. I'm only human. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about getting a little bit more money in my life without having to go to prison for it or getting shot 137 times in a police chase. So, I mean, hell, y'all. We all got to learn how to use the brains that we were given at birth. See, nobody knew nothing about racism until their parents start talking about it. So their friends start talking about it. All right? Which brings me to this question. Before the Africans became slaves in America and Europe, do you think they prayed to Jesus? Do you think they worshiped Jesus or did they worship Horus? Amun Ra, you know what I'm saying? Who and where did the original masters of spirituality come from? Now, Jesus had made a valid point to me earlier. Something I didn't know. Who was it? The Romans? Constantine ordered the motherfuckers to go around and find all of the Christian Bibles all over the place, all of the other religious materials and all of that shit, and the original text and all of that shit. And sat in the middle of the motherfucking town, in the middle of their little sector, and burned it. Burn it up. We have a new history for you dumb motherfuckers, and you gonna follow it, or you gonna die. And you know how many motherfuckers died before they converted? Look, you can kill my dad, you can kill my brother, you ain't left nothing but me and my mama. I guess we got to be Christian, huh? Yep, you got to be Christian. If you was a Muslim slave master and you owned slaves, what religion would your slaves be?
If the master was Christian, you'd be Christian.
If the master was Christian, you'd be Christian. If the master was a Buddhist, you'd be a Buddhist. If the master was a Hindhai, you'd have been a Hindhai for him. He wouldn't say shit. He would teach you to praise and worship for him. Don't you motherfuckers know that the master was teaching y'all about Jesus coming and everything, but y'all couldn't go to the same church as the master because you wasn't shit but a motherfucking slave. Slaves, take what I give you. Believe what I tell you or I'm going to whoop your ass. What was your name before you was Christian blood work? What was your name? Ask anybody in your family where that name came from. I did. I wanted to know who the fuck owned my family. And I could not get past the motherfucker that owned my family. You know why? Because they took those motherfucking records. Now, according to Ancestry.com, if I gave them another $99, they could go a little deeper than that. But I don't want to find out about the master. I want to find out about where my motherfucking family was before we became fucking Robinson or Lauderdale or Gross or Hughley. Do you understand where I'm coming from? So if they gave you a name, motherfucker, if they gave you a name, let me give you the real reason why I started this conversation. In the beginning, God, they said God created the heaven and earth. This is Genesis 1. This is the beginning. okay? But there is record and there's archaeological actual proof that the beginning of Genesis was not the beginning of this world. Okay? So our creator is older, and our world that we live in is older than the people that taught us it is. The people we trusted, they taught us to trust them, and then they fucking delusioned everyone. And because some of you dumbass white folk went against the grain and dealt with the niggas anyway, you caught up in the motherfucking whirlwind. Don't y'all know that this motherfucking United States of America was not supposed to be what it is today? It was a fucking exile place. They sent motherfuckers over here. Get the fuck out of here. You don't wanna bow down to the queen, motherfucker? Get the fuck out of here. And because nobody came back to that motherfucker, they sent those out to find out why. And they found out why when they got over here, because motherfuckers they thought they was imprisoning was doing very motherfucking well. So they decided to send more motherfuckers over here to find out what it was that sustained the lives of those few that they had banned from the so-called Queensland. Get the fuck out of here.
They made a couple movies about that.
Yeah. And I didn't see that in no book or nothing. I just figured this shit out just from the fucking history books that I got out of the high school. Because for some strange reason, for years after high school, I would go to the little thrift stores and be looking for old history books just to read them. But now that shit makes sense. Because I got the balls, unlike some of you guys out there, some of you people out there, y'all think I'm fucking tripping. But I got the balls to read something outside of my realm of awareness. It gets boring to read and to hear the same shit every motherfucking day. Every fucking day. Every motherfucking day you do the same fucking routine with no return. What return you got? You put your mind in something and it fucking happened. You want to blame that on something that ain't even there for you. Okay? I asked Chris Bloodworth, who's an associate pastor. I'm not even going to name the church that he's part of the leadership of because I can't believe the shit that come out of his mouth. All I need to know is the Holy Spirit got me. You need to know more than that, black motherfucker. Because God and even the ancient Egyptians who called him, not my God, man. It wasn't God. It was a whole other name. It was the unnameable, the all-knowing, the invisible, the unseen, the creator of all. Do you know all means all-inclusive? That means there is nothing left out. The materials we use to make light bulbs, he created it. He created it. Okay? What is the difference and why did we need a New Testament when the Old Testament, so-called, was supposedly the first? And it wasn't even the first. It was copied. Now, the New Testament was copied from copies. But the Old Testament, the original Bible was written. It was published first, they say, in 1653. But the King James version of the Bible that was only available to the aristocrats, okay? So if you didn't have money by the 1600s, motherfucker, you just doomed. And they wasn't telling you nothing about no saviors or no gods. They wasn't telling you shit. They was plundering all these other motherfucking countries because you poor-ass people didn't have no money to give them. So they was calling the tax, knocking on your motherfucking door. Hey, you poor motherfucker, you owe us two bits. Where is it? You know what I'm saying? You had to give up your two motherfucking bits, and they was booting your ass out the motherfucking colony and hanging you up or you became a slave to the king. And they're talking about, oh, it wasn't no motherfucking slavery back then. You motherfuckers, who you think built the motherfucking pyramids? It was always the people that worked for the motherfucking king, but the king got all the motherfucking credit. Oh, it was his brain power that put it all together. So, and have any of you stupid motherfuckers watched Shaka Zulu?
I don't watch that, man.
You can't watch that for real? Oh, man, I want to know how many of you African-ass motherfuckers out there ever watched Shaka Zulu. I mean, not for its entertainment value, but for an actual message of awareness that you can get out of watching a movie like Shaka Zulu. Fuck Roots. It's proof out there that Alex Haley, God rest his soul in peace, lied about the whole fucking thing. Stole the whole book from a man and then had to settle out of court. Okay? And he did the shit all undercover. But the shit came out in the wash. Fuck Roots. Find out the man's name that originally wrote Roots and who Alex Haley stole it from. He even had his mother and father and his grandparents all tied up in that shit. Come on. Do some research, people. I was listening to Al Sharpton's show today. Man, this motherfucker had the nerve to say we got good leadership for the black community. That's right, I'm all over the place tonight. 646-478-0944. That's another to call in and make your comments. I'm telling you. You know? So, yeah. You know, you just got number one. And just to start this shit off, they was talking about, well, really, we have, I'm going to get more into that in a minute, y'all, just because, you know, I'm really, black people, we really don't understand what motherfuckers say, wake up, okay? I'm in it. I can't help it. I'm here. I'm over my motherfucking mouth. I'm going to say what I got to say. Okay, it is evidence out there. It's been proven out there, all right, that there are people and there are agencies that monitor every motherfucking word that come out of our mouths. All right, y'all might think I'm chilling, but I'm trying to fucking tell y'all something. These movies we watching and shit, they sending motherfucking messages and we laughing and we joking and ha ha hee hee. But we spending that motherfucking money for the wrong thing. You got to watch the movie. How many of y'all out there heard about the movie called Prometheus and thought it was just some bullshit-ass science fiction movie? You need to go and watch that. Okay? It was hardly ever fucking officially promoted on through the media. And I'm telling y'all this is the reason why. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm about. This your boy, E-Max the Image. I'm straight from Cleveland, Ohio, broadcasting live from my studio, and I'm telling you, I made it already. I'm probably on the motherfucking watch list and everything just because I would rather see my motherfucking people come together as people. Figure out how to unify. Figure out how, because you don't like that silly motherfucker that lives down the street, what is it that you and the rest of y'all and the rest of us as a people can offer that motherfucker to help get him into a better fucking psychological state of mind. Instead of tearing each other down for the differences that we have, that was the whole fucking point of what? To separate us, the fucking Willie Lynch letter, man. How do you make a motherfucking slave? You do it in his brain and the shit. You know how long the shit's been lasting? He set it up. It's only supposed to last somewhere between 300 and 1,000 motherfucking years. Okay?
Yeah, we're
about 500 years out. We just closed it over. Motherfuckers supposed to be like, hey, wait a minute.
We ain't woke
the fuck up yet. Because we can have $5 million and a nigga still call us a nigga. We don't want your business. No, you can't come in here. You don't remember this? Who told you to come here? You know what I'm saying? I feel like Dr. Claude Anderson sometimes. Where the fuck have we gained any motherfucking thing? Okay, what is the fascination with the ball? I really don't know. You know, because more people are, you know, women want ballers, okay? So ballers come from basketball players. All right, so now everybody want to have the money that the basketball players have. Basketball players want to live a lifestyle that all of the people that want to have their money and fame and power and shit, and it's a cross-mixing and it's a cross-breeding. It's really confusing to the motherfuckers that's coming up behind us, because what are they saying? What side of the fucking fence do I really want to be on this? They watching their parents struggling like a motherfucker going to work every day. Somebody got to go to motherfucking college. Who going to fucking pay for it? Right now, and this is the eight. If y'all motherfuckers don't listen to WJMO sometimes, y'all don't know shit. Just because it's AM, don't think it ain't nothing on that. Caught me by surprise, too. I'm sitting here in Cleveland listening about some shit that's going on in Detroit. And the fucking ironic part about it is they're starting to do the shit here. Okay, the first thing first, Detroit right now is the poorest and the most dangerous city in America. The police in Detroit are giving tourists and visitors warning. Enter the city at your own fucking risk. Clevelanders, y'all think we big around here? Shit, Detroit, three times bigger than this motherfucker. Three times as big as Cleveland. And they only got 2,800 cops. They had 5,000 about 2 years ago. They got 2,800 motherfucking police officers. 80% of the population in Detroit are not fucking working. So you know how many niggas ain't got no jobs in Detroit, okay? 80% of the people in Detroit is trying to get government aid. The federal government then declared Detroit in a fiscal motherfucking emergency, and they're getting ready to have meetings with the mayor to find out what the fuck she's doing, and if the fucking feds need to go in and take over Detroit. What's fucked up is they already got a plan on how they gonna do it. They started redistricting. Don't forget to put the T in the middle of those words, motherfucker. I heard the man on the fucking news, the man and the news lady. Redistricting. Redistrict? What the fuck is redistrict? It's redistricting, people. Look in the dictionary. Like, you're talking like Papa. No, but seriously, though. The mayor is meeting with the federal government to find out what it is that they can do to stop Detroit from going in the hole. First of all, they enacted the little shit they was doing overseas, okay, as a model. Well, I know what we could do. If, in the poorest city in America, if you fucking wealthy, we get ready to rob you for some of your motherfucking money. So here we come. People started moving the fuck out. They call it declining population. So right now, it ain't nobody, according to the fucking media in Detroit, but scared old rich people and the fucking rest of them. Now, the first thing they did was start to draw redistrict lines in all of their fucking council zones. They got all of those lines in them, and guess what? That's when all of a sudden the crunch came, the financial crunch came. The money management was poor. Everything got spent. They was over 100, and listen to this, $150 million in the hole. $150 punk ass million. Okay, so everybody in the motherfucking city give up $2 and we'll be okay.
Right. We can't
write a penny
jar around.
We can't pass a buck. You go to church, preacher pull up with his lack right now, like Pastor Vernon, and one of his taxis is a Range Rovers. So, I mean, you know, you can come out your pocket for the Lord. You can't forget your tithe on Sunday. you don't want to pay your motherfucking taxes. And the only reason why we got to pay taxes is because we don't own no motherfucking land. Do you think the motherfucker that own land pay taxes? Nope. We pay taxes to that motherfucker to use his land. Okay, for whatever reason. Pay me my taxes, bitch. Or your shit belong to me. That's just the way it is.
We gotta figure out how we
can
do that shit. How we
can
just own the land.
How we
can
just own some
motherfucking
land.
Like a house.
So, all I want to, you know, I really just want to tell all my clean people out there, I want to tell everybody that's listening, be more aware of what's going on. If you pay attention to the things that's going on a national level, even a worldly scale, take yourself a little bit broader. Okay, take your mind off the news. I watch the news and I want to see what the motherfucking weather going to be. That's it. It just happens to be a lot of other shit that go along with it.
Right.
So, hey, sometimes we get blessed with a little bit of good information that you can use. You know? Now, I know, I told y'all I'm all over the place. Here in Cleveland, we have the plain dealer. They're supposed to cut the motherfucker down in 3 days. You go online to claimdealer.com, and I guarantee you will not find everything on the internet page that you'll find in the paper newspaper. Guarantee it. All right? 646-478-0944. You don't like what I'm saying? That's fine. Call me on the phone and tell me. Send me an email to theimage110@gmail.com. On Hood Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Send me an email. Let me know what's going on in your mind. You know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid because I got my information from somebody who got their information from somebody who got their information. So I did my research like they did their research and somebody else did some research. And for me, the shit checks out. Yes, I would not talk about it. Where's my notes? Because I wrote that. What was the name of that bill? Cheese. H.R. what? 645.
H.R.
645. That's a bill. All right. Al Porter mentioned that Monday. All right. I'm sorry. 605. H.R. House Bill 605. That's about, you know, the lobbyists going against the internet cafes. I know a lot of people like spending a lot of time in the internet cafes. So if y'all can't get some of that money out of your pocket or open your motherfucking mouth like you open your mouth to call the motherfucking waiter to bring you some more peanuts, why you gambling? In a minute, you ain't going to be able to do that because the Horseshoe Casino wants all the motherfucking money. And I said that shit when they came in this motherfucker in the beginning and was giving all the trouble to the motherfucking internet cafes that was treating people so damn well. My mom won 2 motherfucking 40-inch TV just for being a regular fucking player. While she was eating her fish dinner, the motherfucker was like, you have won your 40-inch TV. Boom. Brand new in the box. Walked out there with that motherfucker, went back the next week and won another. Man, you got to be more aware of what's going on in your community. Pay attention to what's going on a national scale. Pay attention to what's going on a global scale. Let me tell you right now, China and Korea, them motherfuckers over there, they having fun at the expense of our black asses. Because the white people, sooner or later, they going to figure out they don't own shit in this country either. These little penny-ante motherfuckers over here think they got some shit jumping and they don't. And those Chinese motherfuckers over there got it. And they smacking everybody that's white in the motherfucking face in the course because them motherfuckers feel like they above us and they push us down because we let them. We let them. So let's get that shit popping, man. Hey, I want you to play track number one right there. 137 rounds, y'all. Hood Talk Radio.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. R.I.P. Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemning racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh? On the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops stole those cowards. They ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park and EC. 137 shots from 13 cops. No gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings. We need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40. Reload. 50, 60, 70, 80. Reload. 90, 100, 110, 120. Reload. 130. 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops. This is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy.
Yep.
Our own monitoring self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet. But only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
MJ, to the day I feel for fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism, to they feel, till they drop, to this Illuminati, and they play with their body, to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose, I told you about the Great Goose, nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
All right, this is your boy E-Max, the image, 646-478-0944. That was Things in Life by Blackout Sounds. Before that, you had Let 'Em Go by E-Max of the Euclid Project CD. That's forthcoming. And also, we had 137 Rounds by Sheriff Kilroy. Oh, yeah. All from, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, of course. You know that I just have to send shouts out to Border Resistance Radio, Ms. Contagious, Ms. Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Tonight is Big Poetry Night. If y'all want to, you know, vibe with them on the poetry side. Right now, they're on the air. You can call them up at, I believe it's 347-486-3811. That's 347-486-3811. And that's, you know, Border Message Radio. So check them out. Don't go over there and say and spit a few poem words, you know what I'm saying? Some spoken words, something. They're doing it all the way up to 11. So y'all can go ahead and check them out. And I believe sometimes Ms. Contagious and Ms. Nikki run that show overtime. So, but I know after 11, if you're not on, you won't get on to, you know, the next show, which will be tomorrow afternoon, I believe, and tomorrow night. Now, I want y'all music fans to know that we will be starting another show. It's coming. It's in development right now. I'm gonna call it WMAX. All right. And to the best of my abilities, I will find all of the new edited songs, the old edited songs, if I can, and so that you can have enjoyable listening pleasure right here with your Hood Tones family on Blog Talk Radio. The show is in development. It's where we playing songs that, you know, you can go. Remember when we used to go to the music store, man, you could buy a CD for $2? Not everything is about video games and shit. They only got a few CDs you can buy, but they ain't $2 no more. You know what I'm saying? I see we got ATJ on the line. What it do? What it do? I see you there.
I figure like this. I might get a chance to call you for a couple of minutes and then maybe call back shortly. We just left our meeting, and I want to let folks know, first and foremost, that, of course, before I, you know, do any self-promotion about things that's going on, of course, Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to hit out there and let people know that this coming Friday, this Friday, 5 p.m., they are having their monthly rally vigil on 137 Shots, Oppressed People's Nation, OPN. They are holding it, and it will be this coming Friday at 5 p.m. at Heritage Middle School. Some call it Heritage Park. It's right on the intersection of Lee and Terrace, right in EC. So if you're going up Lee, you hit Terrace, hey, you just turn right or you go straight until you see the park. And that'll be at 5 p.m., that parking lot. And it's interesting because this will be like the third one held since that murder, massacre. And, again, that's at 5 p.m. this Friday. And I also want to let people know that on Monday, the big target, since it hasn't been done, will be down to the FBI building, People will start gathering around 7, but we expect everything to kick off. We're giving our forces time enough to get there. 8 o'clock, right downtown on Lakeside, approximately around 12th and Lakeside, right next to the Channel 3 News building. We'll be doing 137-minute protests on those 37 shots. So people will be able to tune in and catch Al Porter, Man in the Streets Live, as they catch us in the streets handling our business. So I wanted to let you know that.
All right, well, that's what's going on, Alan. We appreciate that information, and hopefully we can work out some things that maybe we can be there too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get an interview on camera for you. For a lot of you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
We expect family members to be there, so. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do all we can to get there.
So I believe that.
7 o'clock, you said, Monday at 5, right?
Oh, yeah. So,
I know exactly where it is, but for all my listeners, you know, that's right there in East Cleveland, down the street from the old
Yeah, Heritage Park. Heritage Park, Friday at 5. Yes, sir.
That's right. So,
Monday, you know, 8 p.m. So, of course, man, just rolling with the whole family, and thank you, brother, man.
5 to 8 or
8 p.m.?
Which one?
Oh, 5 p.m. on Friday and 8 p.m. on Monday.
Okay, 5 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, the Heritage Park. And the 8 p.m. at the FBI building, but everybody's lining up to leave from City Hall at 7 o'clock. For those who come in a little bit later, they don't have to worry about it. Just be there at the FBI building to do something that hasn't been done before. While we let folks know, man, we ain't going nowhere. And I just want to say before I go, I thank the producer, E-Max the Image. Got to say what up for Andy B and for the Big Cheese for being very conscious and wanting to bring knowledge out to the people as well. So I thank you.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate that love, man. We'll see you back.
All right. I'll talk to you all shortly.
All right. That's what's up, Al.
All right. Peace.
And that's what's up, y'all. So y'all know what to do. Friday at 5 p.m. or Monday or and Monday at 8 p.m. from Heritage Park out there in East Cleveland. It's on Terrace, you know what I'm saying? A little bit past where the old Pion Road / the beautiful lady. What was her name? The senator that died? The black lady? We used to see in the store, man, Paul Mall. I can't think of her name right now. I've got the short term going on. our senator, man, from Cleveland. The black lady with the curls. And she wasn't that pretty, but she was powerful. Powerful black woman, man. I apologize, but I don't even know her name right now. Stephanie Tubbs Jones. You know, they named that.
Man.
They named.
Why didn't you just say the bus people run? They named the whole bus line.
Well, okay. Well, I'll give them on 22nd of Prospect.
Yeah.
To my dad, I didn't know they had named that after her.
Yeah.
But they named Huron Road Hospital the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Memorial Center, Memorial Medical Center,
right
before they tore it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did. Man, they named it the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Memorial Medical Center because, remember, they closed the trauma center. They have to because it's like a park over there, man. Might as well put some business and trees and picnics up there, man.
Why would they make a memorial to it and dedicate the building and then tear it down.
They have to debate and throw down that big giant old memorial.
So we're going to say in the future it's going to be a Stephanie Tubbs Jones Medical Center there.
And it better be one with a trauma center.
A trauma center?
Yeah, they had one. Here on Road was one of the only trauma centers on this side of fucking town, man. And it just so happened to be located in a African American community.
If Metro was to get behind that, and
there's a Cleveland Clinic Hospital. Metro did, you know.
I'm just saying, but if Metro was to get behind that, that'd be one of them. You'd be in the big baller run,
right,
with Cleveland Clinic and University.
That's right.
Because all of them were trying to maximize on the land.
That's right.
So when you look at little small Metro moving in and helping the small old people and shit,
creating jobs and shit like that.
Right. That might be a plus.
That might be a plus.
They already ran the campaign that they tried to make a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They like to call back kids like the Indians and shit, you know?
Well, I know one damn thing from a child. I always did want to live in East Cleveland because it was a...
I love them big-ass mansion houses.
That's what I love about it. For me, it was a different way of life, man. But I was always discouraged to go, not to go out there. But I just believe that there's hope for East Cleveland. Because once you hit the bottom, you can't go nowhere but up. And then, fuck, how far is Cleveland away from East Cleveland the way shit is around here? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know. This girl was going to work the other morning, and she got fucking robbed and killed. The other day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got condolences going out for senseless shit in this city right here. Serious business.
And I hope they catch you and tie his ass up and put him on the square and beat him with a cane.
See, you know what it is? They done softened what they call our justice system, man. Smack you on the hand and send you the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? I agree. It was a comedian, and I ain't trying to endorse him or none of that. But it was a comedian that said, you know, Oh, as a matter of fact, I will. Luke Dorsey, because said the entertainer said I was watching him last night. He said, what if you go out and murder somebody? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, your penalty, if you had the death penalty, motherfucker, it wasn't no shot or no injection, or they, you know, strung you up and hung you and jerked your neck real bad. And he's like, no, you need to know you died. He was like, they put your ass and tie you up in the middle of the street, in the middle of a baseball field, fucking rock diamond, rock quarry, right behind him. And they say, stone him! Everybody in the motherfucking city just start popping you with rocks. And he's like, come on, man.
I'll pick the rocks on me.
Mm-hmm.
Said, no, that would be disturbing. And because, see, there has to be someone comical and it has to be sports.
Well, yeah, because he said that here. He said,
with a big phone.
He said, you know, at first it'd be the little old ladies and little kids picking up little rocks. And you got the teenagers coming out there smashing little rocks and shit. And then you got that one named Mo from the country. They know how to skip his rock. And he's going to just, you got to know you died.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? When they sentence motherfuckers to life for killing motherfuckers, why not? Send him to prison for life and cut off one of their motherfucking hands. You know what I'm saying? They, cut off one of their feet. Make it hard. Make them remember the shit. Make them do... See, the punishment just don't fit the fucking crime, man. Punishment don't fit the crime. That's why they keep
getting the slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist. Nigga, I killed this motherfucker because I ain't want to go out and hustle and sell my own dope. And I know he got a lot of money and shit in his pocket because he get out and go and hustle and sell his own dope.
What we call them?
Pumps.
I call them the new fools.
The new fucking fools.
New fools.
But shit, why the fuck you ride around with a pocket full of money and dope? Ain't no fucking way, nigga. This days is gone.
New fools.
New fools. See, y'all know what's up, man. We get all over the motherfucking spot. And we only got what? We got about what? I don't know, a few minutes, 21 more minutes left, about 20 minutes left to go to the show, and we having fun with it. You know what I'm saying? You keep saying there ain't no jobs out there, but I'm here to tell you, if you can structure yourself a resume and get your Gmail or Yahoo account going, something you can remember, something that's easy to identify, you know, then you will be on your way to a lot of responses, okay? I mean, you get emails, you send them out. You get emails for applications and platform. I would suggest you do this shit from a desktop and not your phone, okay? Don't forget how to use a computer keyboard. I know that iPhone is beautiful. I would love to have an iPhone or an iPad, but not for taking care of my critical information and things, such as applying for jobs and or credit. Things like that should be done on a private, secure computer. And no, I am not reading this. I am just talking like I am. So maybe you will believe that I was reading this from a magazine or some other type of publication. But these words are just part of my vocabulary. I use them on a daily. Just because I'm a black man and I'm living in the hood, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean I don't know shit. I read, and I encourage everybody to read. Use the motherfucking internet for what it is intended for, because the government was using it to spy on people to make sure that their secret information was getting across to the people they needed to get across. They call it the network. We call it the web right now, the World Wide Web. That's where everything is WWW. You know what I'm saying? Information is there for you to see. You know what I'm saying? Information is there for you to comment on. Information is there for you to express your opinion. I choose to use some of the airtime that I purchased to express my opinion in this format. Now, you can get a little bit of my music, which we are listening to, you know, party tonight, but mainly this is Hood Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I like to say Cleveland Standard Time because I'm in Cleveland. So y'all know what's up, man. We got to keep this going. We gonna pop it like a motherfucking hawk. And then what? Once we pop it, then you know it's gone. So listen to what I have to say to you because I'm only telling you my opinion on what I believe to be true. Okay, so if you don't like what I'm saying, and I understand some people won't, some people don't, you don't have to call Blog Talk Radio, because if you do, what you'll get is to contact Emax at 646-478-0944. And you speak directly to me, and you know what I'm saying, we can have our conversations from there. I believe debates are useless. So if you want to fight, we can fight. You want to try to prove me wrong or something, that's fine. Because I might be. You know what I'm saying? But fighting, to me, don't do nothing for the cause. You know what I'm saying? I believe that we all have our own minds and we're given our own instructions, so to speak. We have a creator. He doesn't have a name. And as far as I'm concerned, he don't have to have one. Because I see it. Every time the sun comes up, every time the trees blow, when the wind blows through the trees and the leaves, and the seasons change, and the water thaws out, and all of the grass starts to grow green, and you know what I'm saying, the landscapers come out and get their hustle. So, you know what I'm saying, our creator don't have to have nobody say nothing for him. He doesn't need nobody to write no books for him. If you do not know who he is or she, okay, if you do not know who the creator is, if you do not know anything about the creator, how can you say that the creator said this? Tell me the truth about that. I'd like to know. Because if you are being truthful about it, the creator said... Be able to speak in different languages. Learn how to do that. Because his word is everywhere. But it's only in languages that we were not taught to understand. You can go to college right now in America and learn Arabic and Hebrew and Greek and all of that shit. But, you got to pay for it. And it's going to cost you a whole lot. So, you know, the advantage of growing up in some of the areas that we only get bits and pieces about is that the truth is right there, and it's your heritage. And believe it or not, it was ours. And I'm talking to the black folks. I'm talking to the black folks out there. Our heritage are spread out all over the land. We was in Asia. Look up blacks in Asia. The origins of blacks in Asia. I want everybody to check out this little video called Yakub, the big head scientist. All right? Some of you Baptists, Protestant, and other types of preachers, I understand. I do. I've been there. I was there. I've done that. I grew up with you. But I need you to listen to something, something different. Check out Pastor Ray Higgins or Dr. Michael H. Heiser. Okay? Both of these men, check them out. Listen to Napoleon Hill. Or for that matter, listen to Dr. Claude Anderson, if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Check them out. And even listen to Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I suggest that one for anybody. Like White, Green, Purple, Blue. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Check that out. Now, this white man keep telling me to read this book called The Art of War. And for whatever reason, I can't seem to get my hands on it and only get little bits and pieces of it online. So apparently it's something that, you know, I kind of believe you got to fight too hard just to get a little bit of something. Shit, it ain't worth getting. It must not be meant for me to have right now. Because it's supposed to be powerful, but when I watch the movie, you know what I'm saying? The Japanese version with English subtitles basically talked about how you train people to be warriors and how you conquer a nation. That was the gist that I got. You know what I'm saying?
It might be a little bit more in depth in the book.
Well, it could be.
Or the know-how, too.
The movie was kind of treacherous to me on how he trained that motherfucker. So that's what I'm tripping on. You know, so. I just thought, man, you know. What the fuck did he tell me to get into that for? I don't know. I got a question for some white people. I know y'all don't really like when black people talk about y'all, but y'all talk about us all the time. I know, because when I'm at work, my ears be burning like a motherfucker. And I'm surrounded by white folks, you know? So, hell. So the fuck what? But why the hell do y'all think y'all got all the answers for black people? I just got a fucking text from Norm. Brother Norm, how you doing out there? From Revolutionary Bookstore over there in Cleveland Heights. Inviting me to a conference that Bob Avakian is having. And I suppose because either my being outspoken about my views made them feel comfortable. I know what it was, because I sang that song at the damn grog shop that night. So that's like, oh, man, he's a singer. And he talks on the internet. So I don't know. I'm not trying to be a part of nobody's leadership. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, no, man, you can handle the revolution part, because I read the book, and basically from the beginning to end, it wasn't nothing about quotes from famous black people. You know what I'm saying? So-called famous black people, but, you know, it was just a few they let slip through the cracks, and because they wasn't talking or wasn't turned away to do what they wanted to do, they eliminated them, just like they're doing us now. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, the only reason why we got Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton still here, okay, because truthfully, they're the only two motherfuckers that I ever hear making any kind of motherfucking noise, any kind of noise. So, but they still here is because they follow a fucking agenda. You know what I'm saying? They follow a fuck. We do not, and I'll say this again, we do not have any black leadership in this country whatsoever. Motherfuckers always throwing off names. Motherfuckers always throwing off names. What the fuck are they doing? So what to a motherfucker that live in California and I live in Ohio? What the fuck can a motherfucker from California do for me in Ohio? You know what I'm saying? This shit just don't work like that. But these motherfuckers steady pushing this propaganda like they doing so much for as old as Jesse Jackson is. And as long as that slogan, keep hope alive and push and all of this and all of that shit, been out there, man, what real impact has it made?
They're still killing each other.
We need somebody that they ain't going to kill. I heard a black man on the media say today, do not expect no leader from the black population to come from corporate America because they'll shut them down. So, if we ain't got no rich business-minded motherfucking leader that represents the black people in the place of power, where the fuck is he going to come from? Where he going to come from?
Yeah, good question.
Where the fuck is he going to come from, the motherfucking projects?
Uh-huh.
We going to come out, sell dope, and sell weed to the whole black population and woo everybody, say, now let's charge? Fuck out of here. Could be the mailman. But I tell you what, the only reason why we don't have motherfucking black leadership is because everybody got the message. We didn't just kill black motherfuckers. We killed hunkies too. Kennedy got killed, and they blamed it on the black people. Well, if black people wasn't so needy, he wouldn't be trying to help them, and they wouldn't have ever killed Kennedy. No, Kennedy wanted to stop using the motherfucking money from the Federal Reserve Bank. He didn't want to use that money no more. He wanted us to have our own motherfucking money. So did Abraham Lincoln and his racist ass. Okay? Of course he was a vampire slave. That motherfucker was making babies with the slaves. That's what he was fucking the man slaves, and they was fucking them too. He had his favorite. read a book about it, faggot ass Abraham Lincoln. Probably wasn't even his real name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
George Washington's motherfucking troops hated his motherfucking ass because every time he let him take charge of the army, he led the motherfuckers into an ambush. I didn't learn about that shit in no school. I learned about that shit at the library following a link that I got on the internet and wanted to see if the shit was the same. And I found the book, and the link said I could find the information in, and I found it at the fucking library.
In the book.
They wrote. That's right. They wasn't even supposed to come out. It was one of the motherfuckers in the troops who was taking notes. He was sending that shit home to his wife. He was sending that shit home to his wife. Wasn't supposed to find that shit. They was like, man, the motherfuckers, they saved George Washington's life so many motherfucking times. It was like, but every fucking time they saved his motherfucking life, it looked like he was saving theirs.
Yeah,
and they was like, but
it was us who helped save him.
No, George Washington was motherfucking smart. Come on, y'all. Read READ. Check out the shit for yourself. You ain't gotta believe me. That's why it's fun. Because I'm having a good old time understanding why we are in the situation we are. And personally, I'm trying to do something about it. It got to start with you. Listen to Napoleon Hill. Check out Les Brown sometime. Listen to those people that you know, the message surpasses color to me. It's mostly about you. And for all y'all that like to go to outer space like me sometime, listen to the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. Check it out. The Atlantean. Because I like to know what was here before we were. I like to know what they was doing back then. And since scientists and archaeologists and historians got all this fucking evidence and this interesting ass shit we can find out about the way, and about the way people lived before we knew how, you know, come in the house and hit the clappers, you know, turn on our digital TVs and all this shit. But they didn't have what they said they didn't have that shit back then.
Right.
But the Bible says it ain't nothing. In Ecclesiastes, the Bible said it ain't nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
There ain't nothing new under the sun. What is has been before and shall be again. So if we watching 50 and 60 inch TVs in this day and age, just imagine what they were watching millions of years ago. They playing with us right now, man. They living amongst us and everything, man. They up under the ground. Woo! Man, we don't understand. We live in a realm that only we can see. And the shit that's going on around us that we have no fucking clue of. Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
Really,
yeah. Oh, hey, man. All you got to do is sit down. Hey, that shit, that's what JV them do. That's what bring them their power to make them the most motherfucking proper performers in the world right now. They had to take Michael Jackson juice. You see, Michael Jackson was the last one talking about world peace and all that shit. So, man, ain't no more world peace now. It's, you know, long as my bitch love me. Yeah.
Right.
Long as my bitch, they killed Luther off, and now you got I love and affection. That's the new singing. Play that shit backwards. But y'all know what it is, man. This your boy E-Max, man. We got 4 motherfucking minutes to go. So what we gonna do is let y'all have your last 4 minutes to just basically think about what the hell I just said. Down, down, down. Went through the middle. Next one down. Turn it up a little bit. No, that little big knob in the middle right there. click and hold to the right. One more. That's good enough. Down, down. So you don't go with that. Okay, y'all. You know, let y'all ride out with this one right here. This one is called Games. It's up to Youth the Project. The boy, he's nice. And here, y'all, I got DJ Friday night, so I'll probably put around with y'all for an hour. Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. We'll be on Hood Tunes Radio. Well, you're going to hear all the live ass music from the artists from Cleveland and around the country that we interact with. So y'all tune in at 646-478-0954. Okay? Y'all going to like one. We're going to have a good time Friday night. So I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. Maybe you got something out of it. Maybe you didn't. My purpose is to bring you a message, and in all honesty, I believe I brought you what I was supposed to bring. Sometimes I write things down as a script, and I really don't get to carry it through. Because life won't be brought around the script, and shit, I don't need it. And neither do you. Routine words. Everything we do is routine. Sometimes you gotta break that monotony, break that pattern. Think outside that box and just make yourself known. You're here for a reason. You gotta figure out what that reason is. Put your marbles in that pot. They always say don't put all your marbles in one bag. Yes, you do. But you know where they all are. Then you use a gay friend. You know? Just keep all your marbles in the bag, y'all. Emacs. I love y'all. She's here, man. We need it. Chill. I'm saying shout out to Al Porter, shout out to Miss Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Miss Contagious. I don't know what happened to Miss New York, man, but shout out to Miss New York. You know what I'm saying? She blood, what's up, man? I'll let you on Facebook tomorrow. You won't call the show. Get it. Y'all can check it. Reverb Nation, Emacs Image. Emacs Image. Gmail. Got it. Eric 4209. Cleveland, Ohio, stand up. Shouts out to everybody on Irondale Avenue. In the lyrics. Boy, Max, you're going to be kicking me off in about 10 seconds of time. So teach me to read a book. Get a magazine in your hand. Go on CNN, Conference, BBC, Writers, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.